eZimbabwe.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Today, we are talking about the U.S. presidential election scheduled for next Tuesday. With just 6 days to go, more than 50 million voters have already cast their ballots in early voting across the country in the high-stakes elections to pick a successor to President Joe Biden, congressional leaders, as well as local representatives. Democratic candidate and current Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, a Republican, are making their closing arguments to voters, especially in the so-called battleground states, which are not leaning decisively towards any particular party. Yesterday, Harris rallied at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., steps away from the Congress that was attacked by Trump supporters in 2021 as they tried to block the smooth transfer of power to Mr. Biden while Trump campaigned in Pennsylvania. Trump echoed his tough rhetoric on immigration, promising mass deportations if he wins. In contrast, Harris said she would work with Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform that will allow the regularization of some undocumented immigrants. Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum namhla sixoxa ngokhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika, amalunga ePhalamende kanye lenkokheli yezabelo oluzaqhutshwa ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo. Uphenyo luveza ukuba abancintisa kulolu khetho ababalisa umnumzana Donald Trump owebandla lama-Republicans kanye lonkosikazi Kamala Harris owebandla lama-Democrats bangutshiki lobhanqa, okusho ukuthi bayalingana phela ngosekelo. Kwaziwayi vatereri ve-Studio 7 muchirongwa che-Live Talk Diaspora Forum nasi tiri kutaura nezvesarudzo yekutsvaga mutungamiri weAmerica ichaitwa nemusi wechipiri svondo rinouya. Pachange pachivhoterwa zvakare nhengo dzedare reCongress uye vatungamiri venharaunda dzakasiyana-siyana. VaDonald Trump veRepublican Party naamai Kamala Harris veMademocrats ndivo vari kukwikwidza. The two have running mates who will become vice president should they win. Trump's running mate is J.D. Vance. But who exactly is he? Nancy imbali yakhe. UVance wakhulela eAppalachia, wafunda esikolo sohlonzi lwaphezulu iIvy League, futhi uselakho ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli wakuqala embalini yaseMelika oleminyaka yokuzalwa ephansi. Siqale ngembali yakhe kudaba esilulotshelwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA News uCaroline Presutti. Ayisikho lapha azalelwa khona, kodwa eJackson, Kentucky, kulapho uJ.D. Vance athi sokulikhaya lakhe.
Now when I proposed to my wife, I said, honey,
I come with $120,000 worth of law school debt.
Ngathi ngicela umtshato kumkami ngathi sithandwa ngiza nesikwelede senkulwane zamadola ezilikhulu elamashumi amabili $120,000 engasithola ngisenza isifundo zemthetho esikolo kanye lendawo yamathuna duzani lentaba empumalanga yeKentucky.
Emathuneni la omkhulu wamapholisa esigabeni seBrahit eKentucky, uSheriff John Hollard uchasise wathi
Grandmother Bonnie,
ugogo Bonnie Blanton Vance.
Ugogo kaVance wayesaziwa ngokuthi nguMamao.
He always came down here with Mamao and she would bring him to the mountain.
UVance wayehlala esiza lapha logogo wakhe, wayebuya laye ezomtshengisa ukuthi impilo enjani ezintabeni kusobala ukuthi wayekuthakazelela.
Wazalelwa lapha eMiddletown esabelweni seOhio. Wakhuliswa ngugogo wakhe oyethukana kakhulu, oyegcina imibhobho engamachumi phose amabili 19 eyayihlala ikhokhiwe. Esebenzisa isipongo sikababa owayethethe unina ongamzaliyo esithi J.D. Hamel, wanqoba kukhetho ancintisa kulo okwakuqala olokuba ngumsekeli kamongameli weklasi yesikolo sakhe eMiddletown High School. Waba libutho wasesiya ekolishini le-Ohio State University, lapho aphothula khona engomunye wabafundi abahamba phambili. Esuka lapho uVance waya ekolishini le-Yale, lapho azwana nakhona lomunye umfundi owayeqhuba ezemithetho u-Usha Chilukuri, owagcina esengunkosikazi wakhe. Wayengumngane wababili laba befunda bonke, uJames Ames ubazi kahle.
I think she was able to channel some of that to JD, really kind of help him.
Ngicabanga ukuthi nguye owenza uVance waphuma lesinqumo sokuthi enzeni kahle kahle uzacande kusasa lakhe esikolo sezemthetho.
UVance wazakale elizweni lonke ngo-2016 ngemva kokwethula ifilimu elesihloko esithi Hillbilly Elegy, eyayigxile ogwalweni ayelulobile olwaba lodumo olwalukhuluma ngezimuli zaseMelika ezenza imisebenzi eleholo eliphansi. Owayelingisa ugogo kaJD Vance kufilimu le nguGlenn Close.
But you got to decide.
Kodwa kumele ukhethe ukuthi ufuna ukuba ngumuntu kumbe cha.
Ngosekelo ayeluphiwe ngowake waba ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump, uJD Vance, umfana weOhio othanda iKentucky, wakhethwa ukuba ngusenator weOhio. Dukuduku ngemva kweminyaka emibili, uJD Vance usekukhetho lomsekeli kamongameli weMelika. UTrump wakhetha uVance kodwa akumqalelanga kuhle ngoba wayeke wachothoza uTrump esithi ungumuntu omubi kakhulu futhi wafunga ukuthi akasoze afa amsekela. Kodwa njengoba uTrump esemkhethile, injongo yabo isinye. Wathi ebuzwa ukuthi uTrump wanqotshwa yini kukhetho luka-2020, waphendula esithi,
"No! I think there are serious problems in 2020. So
Donald Trump cabanga ukuthi waba lamaphutha amaningi ngo-2020. Ukuthi uTrump wanqotshwa yini kulolo khetho ayisiwo mazwi engangawasebenzisa lawo.
UVance ulembono eqinileyo ngeChina le-East Asia, njalo usola uhlelo lokuphathisa ele-Ukraine ngezikhali zempi. Nango ephendula umbuzo ngempi yase-Israel le-Hamas.
Kamala Harris on the one hand says that she really cares about civilian casualties.
UKamala Harris ukuyabakhathalela abantu makhaza abafela kulimpi, kodwa uyala ukunika Israel izikhali ezaphephisa abantu abaningi.
Idolobho likaVance eleMiddletown lisekela uTrump kabanzi. USteve Dillman waqhatsha uVance esaseleminyaka yokuzalwa elithumi lasithupha 16.
I'm very proud of what he's accomplished, and to be a part of that, it makes me really feel good inside.
Ngiyaqhina kakhulu ngalokho akufezileyo, futhi ukuba ingxenye yalokho kungenza ngizizwe ngijabulile ngaphakathi. Le ndoda evela kuMcKinley Street, futhi manje ilakho ba umsekeli kamongameli weMelika.
Engakhethwa uVance oleminyaka engamachumi amane 40 years, uza kuba ngowesithathu omncane ngokuzalwa embalini yaseMelika ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli. If Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris makes history by being elected America's first female president, her husband Doug Emhoff would also break barriers as the country's first gentleman. It would be the second time that the former entertainment lawyer has made history. After spending almost 4 years as the nation's first second gentleman, VOA's Dora McCall reports.
Doug Emhoff has spent almost 4 years being his wife's biggest cheerleader.
I love you so much. I'm so proud of how you're stepping up for all of us.
It's a role the former entertainment lawyer expects to continue playing if Kamala Harris is elected president. And Emhoff makes history by becoming the first male spouse of a sitting president.
I'm going to approach it the same way. Where can I be most useful to her as her husband, support her, love her, as always, but be there for her. But also, how can I help her as president, help the administration, help the American people? Being the first, and what issues can I really drive?
Emhoff married Harris in 2014 after meeting on a blind date. As his wife's political fortunes rose, Emhoff very publicly embraced the role of supportive spouse.
He's kind of made it clear, like, I'm not above these support roles. And I don't want anybody to think that just because I'm a man, I can't play in these surrogate and support roles.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Emhoff gave up his law firm job and started teaching at Georgetown University when Harris became vice president. He says his wife pushed him to make the role of second gentleman his own.
Being the first guy doing this, let's talk about gender issues. So I talked a lot about gender equity, pay equity, family leave, child care.
In the United States, political spouses at the highest level have always been women. But Emhoff has shown that he is adaptable, says Anita McBride of American University.
Talks about their family life, says up front, I'm here to my important, most important job is here to support the vice president.
As second gentleman, Emhoff, who is Jewish, has also led an anti-Semitism initiative for the Biden administration. First ladies traditionally focus on social activities, like overseeing state dinners and approving the White House holiday decorations.
You're looking at the food and the flowers and the china. Will that be something that he wants to do? Maybe yes, maybe not.
As president of the Senate Spouses Organization, Emhoff has already shown a willingness to embrace tradition.
There's some lunches, there's an event at the vice president's residence, so I just made sure that I participated in those traditional events, and as first gentleman, there's certain traditions that I fully expect that I will faithfully uphold.
First ladies generally donate their inaugural fashions to the Smithsonian Museum in Washington. Whether a gentleman's suit will soon join the collection remains to be seen. Dora McQuar, VOA News, Washington.
And in Zimbabwe, many people are watching the U.S. elections with keen interest. One of them is Harare resident Chengetai Guta.
De-escalate zones of conflict, for instance, the DRC, Somalia, of course, the Horn of Africa as well. This has always been contentious. We expect them to take a big brother role to de-escalate war zones in Africa, because you see that we are having lots of conflicts that are costing human life, that are costing time, that are costing economies, and we expect them to obviously consider de-escalating in such zones in Africa.
That was Harare resident Chengetai Guta speaking from the capital. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth, when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our guests, human rights lawyer Mr. Kennedy Masie and Ms. Teresa Dangwa, who has already voted ahead of Tuesday, thanks to the early voting program. Mr. Masie, let me start with you. What's your impression of where things stand in this race currently, with just 6 days to the day?
Yes, thank you very much for bringing me to the show. This election, I think, where it stands right now is probably in a line of uncertainty to a certain extent. You cannot really tell where, you know, how this, you know, this will pretty much go, because it seems like, you know, each side still has hopes that they are going to win the election. And, of course, we've seen a lot of people coming out to go and vote, to do the early votes, especially, you know, those coming from the Republicans, you know, going to vote early and all that stuff. But we're yet to see how it goes or see on the election day. But as things stand, I would say, pretty much, I think it's a level field, and you cannot really tell who's going to win the elections at this time.
Ms. Dangwa, coming to you, what was your voting experience, you know, just a few days ago when you went to cast your ballot?
It was painless and quite exciting, especially because I literally went in within 5 minutes. I was in and out. So it was very encouraging to know that I can get in without being harassed or anything, and just go in and cast my vote quietly and peacefully.
And what were the most important issues in your mind as you cast your ballot, choosing between Mr. Trump and Ms. Harris?
For me, main issues for me are abortion and immigration. As an immigrant, obviously, it's a big issue for me to see where our candidates stand on immigrants as they are right now and in the future.
And I'm sure you have a lot of Zimbabweans who will be voting also in this election. Who have the right to vote in the U.S. election. What are they saying exactly, especially comparing with the way elections are held at home?
Well, as always, you know, when you are presented with two very different ways of doing things, there's always a lot to be said about it, right? But I think one of the biggest thing is the peace. Being able to cast your vote peacefully without anyone discouraging you from your choice, without anyone trying to sway you in a way that that is harassing you or even putting your own life at danger.
Thank you there, Ms. Dangwa. And please do stay on the line. See you, Baba Umasie. Vamasie, Moriku, Texas. Tinozvauti nyaya immigration iri kunetsa zvikuru ikoko kuTexas. We have seen Kamala Harris campaigning there. We have seen Mr. Trump campaigning there. Pane sensi here ikoko hongo mataura kuti kana chitarisa nationally hapazi kuonekwa kuti ndiani angango wina sarudzo izi. But kana muchitaura nema issues iwayo akaita se immigration, abortion, pari kubuda pachena here kuti vanhu veku Texas zvii zvavari kuda apa.
Yeah, Texas, you know, I can say that it's also, I think that it is could be divided to a certain extent. But the support my Republicans, those who are liberal, usually, in the cities, in the inner cities. But when it comes to my issues, yes, my issues are abortion. My issues are very contentious. I think that are a ballot because Texas wo futi paka biswa mtemo we abortion no wana Roe versus Wade do in a state ya kurumidzo kugara yato bana ma issues yaya. But izvinhu zvandoona zvakafitawo ma vote iko kuma Republicans go because nyaya abortion iri kubata munhu wese ya ungave mu Republican kana mu Democrat. But kana tichitaka kuti pama candidates ari kunyanya kutaura nezvayo zvinoita senge zvinonzvika ndiye mai Kamala Harris. Saka ndiona senge ikokoko mavotes angwako achizorevekerawo kwavari. Kana chiendawo kunyaya dzeimmigration zvekare. Nyaya dzeimmigration sekuno ku Texas ndiona senge zvinhu zvisinga adingati zvinotove neconfusion even kuma residents emuno mu Texas, especially ma citizens, because chakanyanyo kuchinyanyo kuonekwa kana chinyanyo kutaurwa nezvazvo kana tichitaura chitasa kuma Republicans, especially va Trump vari kutaura nenyaya yekuti Texas iyi ndeimwe yatingati imwe state iri kuinvedwa nema angazi maillegal immigrants ari kuya through the southern border. So kana tichitasa nyaya yeimmigration kuTexas kunoku vanhu I can pretty much say vanhu vari kuvhotera munhu waanofunidza kuti angave achizogadzisa maissues iyaya. Saka zvunhu zvokuti vanohwisisawo immigration yacho vanohwisisa kuti panga pagara pane zvinhu zvichida kuitwa but zvinhu zvacho zvazvichipira ikoko kumusoro kucongress kuWashington. Saka varipo vanhu vanozivisa izvozvo kuti aiwa nyaya yeimmigration haingori nyaya yekuti mabhodha avharwe paise mafodza kumaborders, but inyaya inoda kuti igadziswe as a policy inobata nyika I think all states, zvokuti zvinoda kuti paitewo mapoliticians anenge ari level headed pakutonga nyika inoyi anozogadzisa nyaya idzi dzeimmigration.
Muzvare Teresa Dankwa, one of our guests, vari kutaura kuti vakavhota mazuva mashoma apfuura. Ikoko kuTexas uripo here urongwa hwekubvumisa vanhu kuvhota zuva resarudzo risati rasvika? Uyezve vakawanda here vari kuvhota kana uripo urongwa ihwo?
Hongu urongo acho uriko and varipo vari kunovhota and tikona kuti sezvatambotaura kuti vakawanda vari kunyanya kubuda vanhu vari kunzi vari kurerekera kumaRepublicans, because tinoziva kuti panguva yapfuura iyo yakazoita senge vaTrump yavakapokana nemaelections vaiita senge kuda maybe pakaita kakuvhiringidzwa kwevanhu pakunovhota zvichingodaro. But now iwo zvari kutaura nzvokuti vanhu vakawanda vanofanira kuenda kunoita maearly voting. Saka vanhu vakawanda vari kuenda and tikuona kuti kune mapolice stations akaiswa munzvimbo dzakawanda chaizvo hapana paunodraivha usingaone kuti apo pane police station, hapane police station, and hausimbotoona kana even atingati maqueues kana malines vanhu vari kunoita vachimbonovhota during all their normal hours and vachiita izvozvo zvinokurumidza.
Ngize kuwe Nkosazana Dangwa, khona ngapho eNew York lapho khona ungathi bavota ngobunengi nabantu phambilini kosuku lokuvota ngolwesibili?
Ngokubona kwami like lapho engihambe kuyavota khona, which is the Albany Board of Elections,
angibona ngabantu abanima guess that's why I manage ukungena lokuphuma ngokuphangisa but bakhona abanye kuqalisa last week yona le iviki yona le esikhona abaningi ababe bephuma kuma news besithi bahambile ukuya vote but ngibona zathi abaningi bangikhona bazavota ngolesibili
awuboni bengaba kumbe kusuke bebebanenga kakhulu abantu ngosuku lokuvota ngoba siyabona kule interest eningi kakhulu kulolu khetho abama-Republicans bale ntshinkuntshu efanayo ephezulu ama-Democrats la intshinkuntshu iphezulu zindala zombili ngokunjalo nxa abantu bengavotanga phambilini awuboni kungaba lohlupho yini ngelanga lokuvota
angikholwa ngoba ngingakutshela ukuthi izolo lapho kuthange ngize ngiyovota lapho esavota khona sesiphuma nje nxa singena ungaqeda ukuvota awuphumi lalapho ongene khona so sengiphuma lapho engangingene khona ngabona kule room ekhule ngingathi ikhule ngingathi njenge almost like i-basketball field I mean, football field, or maybe a little bit smaller. But yayigcwele ngama containers, awe black amakhulu, ayebanjwe ngenketani, ele key, ayebhalwe ngamabala amakhulu ukuthi absentee ballot. Kusho ukuthi kule abantu ende aye emaningi ugcwele ta. Kusho ukuthi kulabantu abavotayo already abavota even before i-early voting abasebenzisa ama-absentee vote ballots.
Mhm. Konya ye foreign policy muzware dankwa muri kona kunge inyaka kosha here musarudzo itsi.
Ah, ndisikona ichikosheswa baini. I think ne kuda kwe gore makora tapfuura aya kazhi ine especially tichibva kumucovid vanhu vari kunyanyoda kunzwa nenyaya dzeeconomy kuti yezvemuno handisikunyanya kunzwa mutauro yakawanda kuenderana nenyaya yeforeign policy kana even ivo kubva kune vacho vari kukwikwidza handisikunyanyozvinzwa kana even kumasenators handisikunyanyonzwa vakawanda vachitaura nezveforeign policy vachinyanya kupedza nguva nezveforeign policy I think vanhu are more interested in economy yedu iri papi and iri kuendepi
Mr. Masie, how important is foreign policy in this election? Is it even an issue?
Well, I think it's equally important because where we are right now, we're in the middle of probably one of the most critical times in international politics. Iran is somehow at war with Israel. And Israel is an American ally, and there's a lot of de-escalation that needs to be, that needs to happen in the Middle East as we speak. We also have the issues of, Ukraine and Russia war, which are ongoing, which are also feeding into, fiscals of American, budgets and all that stuff. So I think it's equally important if you also want to look at how this probably might be affecting the American economy and so forth, that these issues are dealt with by the upcoming president. And, they have talked about them, but whether they are as critical as game-changing as the previous election, I think I'd like to agree with the previous speaker that I don't think this will be decisive in the elections as to who the voters will be looking for in the next president. But they are equally important, and whoever is going to win the election is going to be is going to actually have to deal with these issues promptly.
Thank you, there, Mr. Masie from the great state of Texas. Unfortunately, we have to leave it here. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests again, Mr. Kenneth Masie, a human rights lawyer, and Ms. Teresa Dankwa, A voter who has already cast their ballot in Tuesday's election. And of course, a big thanks to you, our valued listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.